You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for hanging out, tuning in. You can be a part of this fine production. Just call us, text us, 855-752-4842-855-757-Civic. Got a big show for you today. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board. And, man, the news, the topics, it just keeps coming at us.
I sure do.
So we're going to pick and choose our battles and go through some of them and you know, a little therapy together, perhaps.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think, 855-75-CIVIC. As we wrapped up yesterday, news was breaking in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Yes, we have an election. February 18th, the primary. April 1st, the general election. Early voting for the primary is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Right now. You can already be a voter in 2025.
Maybe you thought it was
you
over.
You thought you were done with it.
You're never done. Never. And of course, we spent quite some time on this program talking about the current appointed judge, Brad Schimmel from Waukesha. He was AG under Governor Scott Walker, and I think he was the AG when they unconstitutionally arrested a bunch of the people down at the Capitol, me included.
Oh, you were one of those.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So there, if that tells you anything, he had me arrested, and then, they lost that federal lawsuit.
Flip-flops got you arrested.
You know, never trust a book by its cover. I don't know. Never judge a book by its cover. And then, of course, he was AG under Walker, so that kind of tells you everything you need to know. And then we played some of the sound here as of late. Last summer, Schimmel talking about, you know, the bloody revolution from those damn socialists. Those socialists can't have that. And then going on further to what? Beg for money to such a degree that he had to go buy some knee pads from Menards.
Not only that, he's wearing through them so fast, he needs to keep buying more.
Right. You got a house account over at your sponsor, Menards. So, but of course, judges, as we learned and discussed at length yesterday with Nick Ramos, executive director from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, judges are not supposed to solicit.
They're really not.
That's not a good thing.
No.
So they filed an ethics report, and so we'll see what comes of that. So what happens after all that? Well, it just keeps on going. I mean, if you don't know Schimmel, I mean, this guy, he is just, this kind of stuff follows him around for a reason, because he's pretty bad.
Right. He hasn't changed or grown. This is the same behavior, so therefore the same, you know, consequences and people thinking, hey, that's probably not great, that follows him.
That does. He has not evolved as a human being, to my understanding, versus me, where I've gotten I get better every day, baby. I'm like, fine wine. But Schimmel, according to the Journal Sentinel, Allison Durr, Daniel Bice reporting, Schimmel campaign acknowledges altering photo in ad to make opponent Crawford look ashamed.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. Shame. Yep. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm. A little bit from the reporting. And then I wonder, like, if this is where it's at, then what could we alter with Brad Schimmel to make him look, I don't know, like, uncompromising situations, perhaps?
Hey, Cam. Hey, Cam. We got a task for you.
I'm just saying. The campaign for Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel acknowledged Tuesday that it digitally altered a photo of his opponent because the campaign felt she should look ashamed in the ad. Schimmel, a conservative, and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford are squaring off April 1st for a seat at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The winner will determine the ideological control of the 7-member court. Folks, just throwing this out there, vote for Judge Susan Crawford. Brad Schimmel is not worthy. But continuing, that's my opinion. The ad released Tuesday on the X account for Schimmel's campaign shows Crawford with her arms crossed and looking seriously at the camera as the narrator describes the sexual assault case and appeal that spanned the late 90s and early 2000s. The video accuses Crawford of bungling the case. Don't get me going on rape kits with under A.G. Schimmel, but I digress. Crawford's spokesman said an image of her in the ad had been doctored from one of her smiling, and he questioned whether alterations were made with artificial intelligence technology that was not disclosed in violation of a bipartisan state law that went into effect in March, an allegation the Schimmel campaign denied. So, what, they I'll continue. I got lots of things go through my head. Schimmel will, a quote from a Crawford campaign spokesman, Derek Honeyman. Schimmel will try to manipulate images and the facts because he's desperate to hide his own record of failure. A Schimmel staffer acknowledged that the image had been edited. We edited the photo because we felt it would be disrespectful to the victim, who had already been traumatized by Susan Crawford's mistake that led her to her rapist release, and show Susan Crawford smiling when she should be feeling ashamed. So there's a lesson.
Wow, yes. That's such big projection.
Jacob Fisher, the spokesman for Schimmel. Now, the alterations to the image fall into a gray area because what was once a pretty straightforward manual Photoshop edit and today an edit using the same tools that now employ AI technology, said University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Dietram Schuffel. Sorry, Dietram. We're basically on a slippery slope from what was very clearly human edits to what will increasingly be some form of generative AI. I think this is just the first example of that, he said. He said he could see both campaigns' arguments, saying the challenge is that both are kind of right. Now, the ad claims that Crawford didn't bother filing an appeal in time to claim to keep the convicted rapist behind bars, though the Journal Sentinel archives say there were three staffers at the State Department of Justice who missed the deadline. Crawford, at the time, headed the DOJ's Criminal Appeals Unit. In a August 2001 article, the Journal Sentinel's victim in the sexual assault case slammed the office of then-attorney General Jim Doyle, a Democrat, for missing the deadline to appeal an appellate court ruling overturning the conviction of the man charged with attacking her. As a result, the state Supreme Court dismissed the case, which was sent to Waukesha County for a new trial. The victim said her reaction to the failure to file the appeal was one of utter disgust, and she expressed hope that it would not discourage other sexual assault victims from seeking justice, the article states, again from 2001. Now, the State Court of Appeal had overturned his conviction in the sentence, ordering a new trial after concluding the defendant's trial attorney was ineffective, the article states. An assistant attorney general was reprimanded after she missed a deadline to file the appeal by one business day. The defendant ultimately accepted a plea deal that allowed him to remain free and spared the victim a second trial, according to the December 20, 2001 article. Now, in an interview on Tuesday, Crawford says she had not seen the attack ad, but had some recollection of the case, quote from Crawford. What I remember about it is there was an assistant attorney general who was assigned to that case and prosecuted the case. I was asked by the attorney general, Jim Doyle, at the time to conduct an investigation after that deadline was missed. She said she investigated the case and tightened up some procedures, quote unquote, reporting Allison Durr and Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So a little bit on the story. Of course, we're going to dig up everything and throw it out there, and that's what happens. And, well, that's okay. Do that. Make your determinations. Look at Brad Schimmel's background. Right. Look at what Brad Schimmel has said. I mean, just even to date, recently, this year. Hell, you don't even got to go back a year. Just listen to what the man has been saying, how he talked bloody Civil War. You know what I'm saying? Begging for donors, need some knee pads, that kind of stuff, right?
Prejudging cases.
Oh, let's not forget prejudging the abortion case. There's no way that 1849 law, totally constitutional. And, of course, the abortion case will come up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, of which, of course, Brad Schimmel wants to be a part. So, they said they edited it.
Right.
But they didn't use AI? Number one, how do we know? And number two, what's acceptable? I'm curious here. What is acceptable?
What level of editing?
Alteration.
Sure. Is it enough? Is it okay to change an image? What about to change what someone says?
Right. lie about what their record is. I mean, that happens all the
time.
What
about using AI to take a vocal sample of someone and have them change the words?
That's an excellent point. Where do we start? Where do we stop? What is the recourse for that? And I just think of all sorts of things you could do with Brad Schimmel.
Oh,
you know,
so
given how the guy is, I mean, we could put him in like socialist situations and perhaps some LGBTQ situations. You know, give the man a rainbow flag. We could do so many different things to alter it, to change it. And if we go back even not so long ago to the Mandela Barnes Ron Johnson Senate race here in the state of Wisconsin, the Johnson campaign darkened up Mandela Barnes, really make him look dark. And in this particular photo, they took away her smile and make her look ashamed. This is how shame looks, apparently. And I would say to Brad Schimmel and the campaign, if you want to see shame, Brad, just look in the mirror, dude. That is shame. You, sir, are shameful. You got to play games like this, man. You came out with your hack ads, dude, where you're slow motion walking with the cops in your robe, dude, like your NWA, man. You know, come on, man. It's just terrible. And the fact that not very competent. Now, I know a guy plays in a band, might be a nice guy. I don't know. Never met him. Mm-hmm. Didn't like being prosecuted unconstitutionally from him. Don't like how he ran the office when he was AG. Haven't really checked up on his court cases, but I do understand that some, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there were some donations made in a case that the defendant eventually got off on. So, knee pad Brad, says PJ on YouTube.
We got knee pad Brad. We got Schimmel the Shill. Lots of good names.
So many. Cam points out, can't even find a photo of her frowning. You have to edit it. Yeah, good point. So what happens here? What is acceptable? And why is it any different, Schimmel campaign, if you edited using Photoshop or you edited using AI? And then what are your limitations and what's acceptable? You can say she should feel shame for that, but that picture is not of her. Mm-hmm. That's not her.
And you're trying to pass it off as her.
And you're trying to pass it off as her without identifying in your ad based on the bipartisan state law that went into effect in March. Mr. Schimmel, your campaign, if this was done with AI and they deny it, I'd like to know how it was done and how can we, you know, look into that to see if in fact that was the case. But if that were to be the case, this is, once again, a judge, a Republican judge who wants to be a Republican, Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, violating a bipartisan state law that went into effect about using artificial intelligence technology in your ads. Stick to the knee pads, shameful man. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess B.S. working hard on the board. You folks on the lines texting in like mad.
Thanks for that, Cam. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cam. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all of our texters. What else we got here? From some of the texters. You know, the ads I've seen from Brad Schimmel walking slow motion with the police around him, like I said, like NWA, a Public Enemy, perhaps, you know, that slow gangster kind of walk. Robert from McFarland, he chimes in, WWA, whites with attitude. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing out there. Thank you, Rob, for playing along. Cam also brings up, if you want to know if it's AI, you can check the image metadata by opening it as a text file, checking if it has a prompt in it. Bet they didn't remove it. Interesting. 855-752-4842. Texts, calls, they're all good here. So if you have any thoughts on what we could do, play along. I mean, if this is what Brad Schimmel wants to do, perhaps we should engage. But I think you have to bring a great point up regarding the AI. And if it's okay to, just do a little bit on the smile. We just to touch the mouth. Well, okay, what about the ears? What about the belly? What about your hands? What about the people you're with? What about the words you say? I mean, are those all now everything's fair game, whether you say them or didn't say them? Because the judge here, Crawford, she did not look like that. That was not the picture. That's not her. That's something that's false.
Correct.
And they did not articulate, didn't tell people that. And I think that's shameful. And again, I think be careful what you wish for, Brad Schimmel, because there are going to be a lot of things that people could do with you, sir.
Oh, that's certainly true. And we did just get a text in from Ross from Crawford County. Goodness gracious, easy for me to say. Not sure if all is fair in love and politics. I wonder if Crawford could go after Schimmel for a defamation, certainly. Mm. And I don't think that Crawford should stoop to that level. I don't think that this is a tool that should be used in this particular battle.
Yeah, but I can.
You certainly
can. I mean, if I knew how to do it, I would totally do it. Oh, come on. I'll put him like a mud wrestling match with a bunch of...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, there's so many things that we could do. I mean, with the
endless
knee pads.
Possibilities.
And, we could, like, put him as like George Washington crossing the river with knee pads on, leading the he was all about the revolution, man. I'm sorry, Civil War. So it'd have to be something different, not George Washington. But we get the point. And this is the mentality. I guess that's the greater point. And I like to screw around and get you, but sometimes you got to be serious. I think this is serious. I think this goes once again to show you the character or lack thereof of Judge Brad Schimmel and the people he surrounded himself with to go forward and, just make some stuff up and throw it out there because we think they should feel shame.
Instead of just saying that, we altered an image and we're trying to pass it off as authentic.
Right. Yes, trying to pass it off as authentic. Lying to you.
Indeed. There's that critical word.
I mean, if you give a damn, and I do. I come on, people. I mean, if you don't have your word, what do you got? And that's the danger of electing. And we'll get into some of this later with this current administration, Donald Trump and his executive orders today and what they are doing and not doing and what they're claiming they are doing. When the person's character is questioned, when the lies that come out of their mouth, when you see these kinds of things, you can't believe they say.
Absolutely not.
It damages everything from there on forward. So even if Brad Schimmel says this, we didn't use AI, why would I believe you now? You just
You've
threw
already
something
lied
out
to
there.
Me
right.
once.
You already threw this out there acting, pretending like this was real, which is mischaracterizing at best. And certainly purposefully lying. What does it take to put a little tag on the bottom? Hey, we altered this photo. I mean, that's all you got to do. It's not hard to do. You got to throw on, hey, this ad paid for by blah, 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 so-and-so treasure. I mean, those things, same deal, man. You could do it. You just chose not to. So the fact that you chose not to in this case is indicative not only of how you run your campaign, sir, but we already know this, but how you would be as a Wisconsin Supreme Court judge, prejudging the abortion case, talking about bloody civil war because of the socialist, all while cashing checks that you earn working in the justice system, which could arguably, and I think convincingly, be considered a socialist tenet because we don't have private justice in this country. Well, not yet anyway.
Not yet.
855-752-4842. Brad Schimmel, a terrible human being. Let's just throw it out there. Again, the quote from the Crawford campaign. Schimmel will try to manipulate images and the facts because he's desperate to hide his own record of failure. And we talked about this with Maggie Don from the Maggie Don Show on Monday, I believe it was. The rape kits that went untested during thousands untested during his reign at the Attorney General's office here in the great state of Wisconsin under Scott Walker. But he certainly found time to make sure all those protesters and the solidarity sing-along singers who were singing at the Capitol silly songs that just got under his boss's skin found time to round up those folks and arrest hundreds of people using an unconstitutional order. That's fine.
We got time for that.
And other people's money, right? So I had a federal case that we eventually settled for $75,000. Crudy took the other way. He got actually arrested for, quote unquote, the singing. He took his case to...
Was that just because the singing was so bad?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
And that eventually got thrown out. They appealed his case and went en banc. And now that is also in Wisconsin records that, yeah, that was all under Brad Schimmel. So he's not, does not have a great record of actually doing the job and doing the job well. But he sure likes to get in those robes and walk in slow motion.
Well, he just really loves having a private bathroom.
That's right. I mean, come on.
It's all he wants.
You know, it's one thing for me not to be serious, Jess. I mean, can we please have some seriousness on the Wisconsin Supreme Court? They actually do some work versus me just busting chops around here.
Yeah.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvi Show. We got Jess P.S. on the board over there. You folks on the text line as well, 855-752-4842. Another local story here from Appleton. Terrible story. A 22-year-old from Appleton died after his inhaler price skyrocketed. His parents are suing. Big problems with our healthcare system in this country, as we all know, and this is going to highlight it. Come back with us. We'll talk about this very sad story from Allegheny County. Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Some of the texters chiming in on the Brad Schimmel conversation. Schimmel's sham coin was misprinted. The K in kicking should have been an L. That's why he wore out so many knee pads. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. Yes, and there's so many... this goofy, dumbass things to talk about Brad Schimmel, because he's kind of a goofy, dumbass dude. Listen, I'm just saying.
There's a time and a place to be a goofy, dumbass.
And that's maybe when he's on stage playing in his band, doing his thing, knock yourself out, do that. But when he was Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, he spent $10,000 or more, thousands of dollars, to get these little coins made up with the acronym KAED, which stand for kicking ass every day.
You gotta say it. You're not doing it.
This is what I'm saying. Come on, man. Really a little overcompensating, sir.
Uh-huh.
Kicking ass every day. Like when you had all those folks arrested down at the Capitol, those octogenarians and Vietnam veterans that were falling down the marble stairs for having the temerity of singing silly songs to power. At the time, of course, Scott Walker, doing all your bidding, kicking ass every day. Oh, my God. I agree, Tyler. Could have been an L. Mary from Tulsa, she chimes in. All of these mega tactics call up a memory, as kids' parents taught us, not to cheat. Play fair. If we were lucky. Some obviously failed to get the message, a.k.a. maturing. Sad emoji face. There's an angry emoji face.
It's an angry emoji.
Angry emoji face. Play fair, you know. That's a nice concept. But, of course, Schimmel isn't doing that.
Do unto others is,
you know,
antiquated.
It is. It's so naive.
I
mean, come on, Jess.
I know.
I'm a big
aren't I cute?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Take what you can, give nothing back.
No, same. You've been hanging around me too long. You can know all my jokes already. 855-752-4842. All right, so let's move on topically. I want to get this one out there. And it's a tough one. Because somebody died, man. 22-year-old from Appleton died after his inhaler price skyrocketed. Parents are suing Kelly Arsenal from the Appleton Post-Crescent reporting. Found this one at the Journal Sentinel. On January 10th of 2024, last year, 22-year-old Cole Schmidnecht, necked. Sorry, Cole. Went to his pharmacy in Walgreens on Northland Avenue in Appleton to refill his inhaler prescription. Diagnosed with asthma as a baby, Cole had been taking the inhaler daily as a preventative medication since he was about 13 years old, his parents said. Now, Walgreens, Cole was informed the medication he had long relied on for daily use was no longer covered by his insurance and would cost him $539.19 out of pocket, more than 8 times the minimum he had ever been charged for it, and around 15 times the highest price he'd paid after meeting his deductible. It was more than he could afford. Cole left without buying it, leaving only with a rescue inhaler he was able to get for with a $5 copay, his parents said. 5 days later, Cole had a severe asthma attack. His roommate drove him to the emergency room of Theta Care Regional Medical Center in Appleton. By the time he arrived, he had no pulse, appeared blue, according to the lawsuit complaint. He never regained consciousness and died on January 21st, 2024, at the hospital. Man. His family has filed a federal lawsuit against both Walgreens and Optimum Rx, a subsidiary of United Health Group. We've heard that company in the news as of late, alleging that both companies were negligent and bear responsibility for Cole's death. The lawsuit seeks financial compensation for damages, including the suffering of Cole faced before he died and his funeral and burial expenses. Helen Lawless, one of the family's attorneys, said this: "Our primary goal is to obtain justice for the Schmidnecht family, who suffered an unimaginable loss in the loss of their 22-year-old firstborn son. In order to do that, they have decided to bring a lawsuit against Optimum Rx and against Walgreens, both of whom contributed to Cole being unable to get hold of a medication that he had been taking for years without incident that would have saved his life. But for Cole's parents, Bill and Shannon, the lawsuit's main purpose is to bring change to a system they say is flawed." Yeah.
That's putting it overly mildly. Yeah.
"There's nothing that's going to bring Cole back. Justice," in quotes, "is probably monetary at this point," or whatever you want to call that. "But it's not even about that," Bill said. "If we can be successful in this lawsuit, maybe it'll bring change." Now, Walgreens declined to provide comments, citing the ongoing litigation. Optimum Rx pointed to a statement the company released last year following Cole's death, stating, "We are saddened by Cole's story and our sympathies are with the family and loved ones, but that formulary management and communication efforts that impacted this patient's access to key asthma medication options were handled consistent with industry practice and the patient's insurance plan design." Oh, wow, that really makes you feel better, doesn't it? "Hey, we're really sorry about that, but the, you know, the formulary management and communication efforts that impacted your access to the asthma medication options were handled consistent with industry practice and the patient's insurance plan design."
That's...
That really gets you right here, doesn't it? Kind of just, oh, I feel so much better now.
I worked in a pharmacy for 6 months. I was a pharmacy technician. And inhalers were one of the most difficult transaction items for this reason, because someone would come in who had been getting their inhaler for $5 a month, $10 a month, something that they could really, really manage.
Yeah.
And then they come in and all of a sudden their plan has changed. They were not notified by it. Nothing. And all of a sudden the cost is hundreds of dollars. And this is something that they will need every single month. I would spend half an hour finding coupons, going to their insurance and saying, "This patient needs their inhaler." Sometimes I was able to get something, sometimes not.
I mean, nothing like a captive market when you have a product that they don't take, they'll die. You know, I mean, that's you can raise the price on it then. But what happens when they die?
Right.
You know, that's the issue. And this is literally what happened here. And to your point, one of the issues that the family took was that, in fact, they did not go above and beyond and try to do something here. So the Optimum Rx, this is a pharmacy benefit manager, called these the PBM. So it acts as a go-between for United Health Group with drug companies and pharmacies. According to United Health Group's website, Optimum Rx is helping reduce out-of-pocket costs for consumers, addressing the high cost of specialty drugs through integrated cost management, and simplifying the pharmacy experience for our clients, care providers, and consumers. Now, the lawsuit alleges this is not the case. They say they're trying to save you money, but they're really collecting rebates behind the scene, the father Bill told the Post Crescent. Now, most of the largest PBMs are owned by health insurance companies or their parent companies, like United Health Group owns Optimum Rx, CVS Health Corporation owns CVS Caremark, Cigna has Express Scripts, and Humana owns Humana Pharmacy Solutions. The result of this vertical integration means PBMs have significant power over the pharmaceutical supply chain and can inflate medication prices for Americans, the FTC has warned. Yeah, you think? And why would you do that? Oh, that's right, to make money. In 2023, the three largest PBMs, that'd be CVS Caremark, Express Scripts, and Optimum Rx, processed close to 80% of the approximately 6.6 billion prescriptions dispensed by pharmacies in the United States, according to a 2024 FTC report. The six largest PBMs manage close to 95% of the prescriptions in the country. The report cites a poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation that found nearly 30% of surveyed Americans report rationing or skipping doses of medication due to high costs. Yeah, he's got to keep it up there just high enough. Mm-hmm. Or really, really get maximize your profit. But, you know, if they like take a cut a pill in half, they'll be fine. The families,
sometimes
not. Family's lawsuit complaint argues that PBMs are an oligopoly and that dictate patients' medications based on their own financial interests. Complaint alleges at the start of 2024, Optimum Rx discontinued coverage of the inhaler Cole used, Advair-Diskus, and its generic versions, a decision that was not medically motivated. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that motivation would be? I'll give you one guess.
That is one of the most terrible things that I've ever heard. Not medically motivated.
Yeah, we're just
when
not
we're talking
that.
About medication. Not medically motivated.
The complaint claims Optimum Rx's 2024 formulary, which is a list of medications covered by insurance, only listed coverage of two newer inhaler brands whose manufacturers had paid Optimum Rx substantial kickbacks, quote unquote, to place those inhalers on the updated formulary and exclude the Advair-Diskus. Further, the complaint alleges Cole was never provided the 30 days notice required by Wisconsin law that his medication would no longer be covered under the new formulary, so he did not have the opportunity to request an exemption to the change through his doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Laws, you know, I mean, we're trying to make money here. How do we possibly do this? This isn't medically motivated. We got a kickback, according to the complaint here, a substantial kickback to pull this other product and add these other ones, obviously at a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least causing his original one to be a higher price or not offered anymore.
And, right? And let's be clear here. This is not just a little bit higher price. This was over $500.
For a 22-year-old kid living in Appleton, Wisconsin. Come on, man. $500 a month?
Mm-hmm.
It's rent payment. Employees at Walmart, let me get back in here. The 30 days notice, he did not have the opportunity, did not get the notice as required by Wisconsin state law. Employees at the Walgreens then did not take any steps to help Cole get his medication, like asking Cole's doctors to request an exemption for the formulary or approve an alternative medication that was covered, the lawsuit alleges. Now, this is exactly to your point.
That is exactly something that I did, and I'm going to put this out there in defense of potentially the workers here. My store was chronically understaffed and we were considered well-staffed. Pharmacies are bleeding employees for a lot of reasons, including crap like this.
The complaint accuses Walgreens of not adequately training staff on how to ensure patients understand all options open to them for pharmacy services, in part as a result of understaffing. A little bit more here. So when Cole went to Walgreens to get his inhaler just 5 days before his catastrophic asthma attack, his only option was to pay the $539.19 he could not afford or leave without his medication, his attorneys claim. The conduct of both Optimum Rx and Walgreens was deplorable, Michael Trunk, another attorney representing them, said in the lawsuit. The evidence in this case will show that both Optimum Rx and Walgreens put profits first and are directly responsible for Cole's death. Lawsuit complaint was filed January 21st in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. No hearing dates have been set yet. Court documents stating lawsuit summons and complaint had been served to Optimum Rx and Walgreens' parent company, Walgreens Boot Alliance, were filed Monday. And they're seeking reform in the healthcare system. Yes, I mean, what a mission. Again, this is a reporting of the Journal Sentinel, I think originally up at the Appleton Post Crescent. Wow. I mean, what a tragedy. And it's totally preventable.
Absolutely. 100%.
100% preventable. But, they had to make some money. Got to make that money. So, what do you do? You sue the hell out of them and try for some change. You maybe, you know, elect some folks that would believe in, I don't know, call it a Medicare for all, something different. I mean, we got to, at some point, someone around you is going to end up dead because of these kinds of issues. And I certainly hope that doesn't happen. Hopefully people can get their act together. Healthcare is a right.
We have the right to life.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Come back with us. We'll get some of your calls on this topic. Line it up, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Our thoughts go out to Cole and his parents. Good luck. We're with you. I hope you change it. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, talking about this sad case of Cole Schmidnecht. Sorry, Cole, pronouncing your name, butchering it, I'm sure. He passed away last year because he didn't have access to the inhaler that went up to, what, $540.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are suing. Folks have thoughts on it. Let's get to it. Tom from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
What a coincidence. I am driving to a drugstore right now to pick up my prescription of fluticasone, which is what that Advair disc is.
Really?
Last year, yeah, I've been using that disc for years, and also the emergency inhaler, which I imagine would be Ventolin. I've been not a lifelong asthmatic, but pretty close to it. And last year, my drug company stopped carrying Advair, and what they did was I didn't know it at the time, so I walked into Walgreens. Actually, my girlfriend went to Walgreens, picked up our prescriptions, and she texted me. She said, "I thought you said it's $12. It's $284." And apparently it's gone up even more than that. So what happened was I got on the internet and I started looking for a new policy, and I changed drug policies, but I noticed every drug company I went to, nobody was carrying Advair anymore. Nobody would cover it. So now I've got a generic replacement, which the pharmacist, I think, you know, my opinion would be that that would be the first thing you would do is try to get this kid, you know, something else.
Yeah.
Sounds like a huge failure. So now I've got a different disc in a different delivery system. But about 3 months ago, I started getting a disc that looks exactly like my old Advair, except it's got different labeling. So there seems to be like layers and layers of stuff going on with this particular drug. Just dozens of companies dropping it at the same time, and now all of a sudden there's a new generic that's identical delivery system. It's just weird.
So, and, I mean, Tom, somebody, it's all about the money, right?
Absolutely. I've been paying my own, you know, independent contractor dude for, you know, 30 some years. And most of the time before there was Obamacare, I was paying more for my health insurance than sometimes my rent. And it's just absolutely insane. Thanks for taking up this topic. It's huge.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thanks for sharing your stories as well. It is tragic and avoidable. And you talk about things that will motivate folks. You know, having your eldest child die at 22 years old because they couldn't get the prescription that they needed, that they have been using for years, simply for non-medical reasons, as the article points out, that these companies switched up. For the money.
For the money.
Gotta get paid.
Exclusively for the money.
It's not about the customer always, right? It's not about the best benefit for the customer, for the patient, let's call them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like your customer, like you're out there, you know.
You're not buying cheese.
You're not buying groceries, right? You know, this is a little different. This is a patient. There's a reason why they're called patients. There's patients, right? They have different rights as patients than you do as just a good old-fashioned customer. Buyer beware. I mean, come on, people. As Melissa points out, we do not have the greatest healthcare system in the world. We do not have healthcare. Well, it's funneling the money. It all depends on how you look at it. 855-752-4842. And these folks insert themselves in, you know, these pharmacy organizations, what, so they can buy in bulk and get the rebates? That's your business plan? 855-752-4842. Cindy from Appleton, where this tragedy occurred. Welcome, Cindy. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that family should sue the Republican Party of Wisconsin for not taking the Medicare expansion money, which probably would have covered that medication. I mean, here's a party that talks about caring about families and caring about children, but they only care about children when they're in the womb. Once they're out of the womb, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, Cindy, unfortunately, I don't know you could sue people for not passing legitimate and good laws that would actually help people. I think a lot of politicians would be sued if that would be the case. But your point is, in fact, well taken. We don't know the financial circumstances. We do know it was, you know, $500 some. I get that. And we see the textures out there. $500, you talk about rent. Well, I pay you double that, or, you know, four times as much. Oh, okay, I get that. He did have a roommate. His roommate drove him to the emergency room, to the hospital. So, you know, if it's $1,000 between the two of them, whatever. Cost of rent certainly skyrocketing. That is an issue. But either way you look at it, $500 is expensive. For someone making decent money, let alone, and I don't know, again, what the circumstances, what are you, 22 years old, you know, what are you doing? What are your best options? Unless you're, like, working for Elon Musk at Doge. You know, if you're working at a local joint in the Fox Valley area, you're probably not making up $200,000 a year. I'm just guessing. So, yeah, that's big money. And he walked away with an emergency inhaler for $5. But yeah, could there have been other laws, other issues? If we had expanded as the ACA and expanded Medicare here in the state of Wisconsin, would that have helped? Yeah, it's a great question, Cindy. And I don't know, we'll know that now, but these things still continue to be out there. These circumstances still happen. So maybe this lawsuit will have some impact. I certainly hope it does. And I appreciate everyone, you know, jumping in on and talking about this. It's super sad, man. I don't know. It kind of, when I saw this today, it kind of broke my heart a little bit. Like, this stuff doesn't need to happen. You know, and that family did not need to lose their kids because these pharmaceutical organizations made a non-medical decision to no longer carry it and didn't offer them any other help. So hurry up and die. 855-752-4842. We got a bunch of people waiting on us. Maybe we'll carry this over for a little bit into the next segment. Plus, we got updates on the Birthright Citizenship Executive Order on the other side. Join us. Let's take this one day at a time. I'll hold your hand if you hold mine. The time that we kill keeps us
alive. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.